This is a Christian Science Extemporaneous Prayer Treatment by the Mary Baker Eddy Institute, website mbeinstitute.org. The topic to this prayer treatment is Principle, Plan, Adjustments. What is meant by this? Principle represents structure and system, always in balance and always harmonious. There are 43 words or terms that Mary Baker Eddy uses in the textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, to describe principle, and that's with a capital P, meaning God. These are the words in alphabetic order. Apodictical, and the subtitle there is absolute certainty. Authority, balance, being, calculus, classification, consistency, conformity, crown, demonstration, economy, establishes, explains, foundation, govern, government, harmony, heart, honesty, idea, individual, interprets, kingdom, loyalty, metaphysics, obedience, one, operation, personal, perfect, platform, practice, proof, rock, science, spiritual power, statement, teaching, unity, universe, universal, and work. She uses seven terms as the opposite of principle in Science and Health. Fragmentation. That's out of order. I don't know why. I guess I made a mistake. Discord, dishonesty, personal, hypocrisy, theories, and ungodliness. That's along with fragmentation. Also, as one of the terms to describe it, oh no, that's already done. Okay, it's in there twice, spiritual power. Okay, so there's basically 42 terms because the one word was in there twice in error. I told you this was extemporaneous. Now, the word adjustment is not in here, or the word deviation, for example, which would mean that you would need to make adjustments. The reason the topic is, as it is stated, that principle, plan, and adjustments is, I was inspired for this topic by listening to the one that has been successful in putting a rocket into space and bringing it back and landing it back in the launching pad. In other words, the rocket could be used again and probably many times. And he is the first one that has been successful in doing that kind of technical feat. So it was a wonderful advancement in technology. He made a statement about how they engineer a rocket and they have a specific goal for it to be, you know, to be somewhere. It's not just pointing up in space as a joyride and deciding why you're up there. Oh, I think I'll go over here or over there or whatever. You can do that with an airplane. But about the rocket, he didn't say you could do it. But he made two very important features that are required in order to be successful. One is you need to have a plan, which is where are you going to go? What is your target? And you must be prepared to make an infinite number of adjustments. because what you might think the wind will be, for example, will likely be some variation of it, because the weather is always changing, and the wind currents and everything like that. So he said there are just innumerable number of adjustments that must be made. When we think of principle, we think of something that is stable, something that is fixed, and something that will never change. Now that's exactly right with principle. But if we're going to be dealing on a more human experience and trying to get aligned with principle, then we are going to be making an innumerable number of adjustments in getting there based on where we are when we start the journey. And of course, the idea is to be embedding that in our move all day long, no matter what we're doing. The definition of God is one of them on page 465 in chapter on recapitulation, is that God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Another one on page 587 in the glossary, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all-substance, intelligence. And on the same page, 587, is the definition of good. G-O-O-D. Good. God, spirit, omniscience, omnipresence, omniaction. Here's the definition of man. The compound idea of infinite spirit. The spiritual image and likeness of God. The full expression of mind. Mind includes omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. In fact, that's a part of just omniscience. Mind includes much more than that. For example, all faculty, all capability, all functionality, all facility, all creative force. And the substance of everything is spirit. That means everything about mind is spiritual. In fact, everything about soul and principle, life, truth, and love. The substance of every single one of the seven synonymous terms is spirit, the opposite of matter, and mind, with a capital M, meaning God, is the opposite of the theory that there is an existent mind with a little m called mortal mind. But mind is immortal, and as Mary Baker Eddy points out, therefore there is no mortal mind, because mortal is the opposite of mind. So it's like saying black-white or green-blue. They are different and they're unique by themselves, and if you combine them, they then have a combination of qualities of both of what you combined, and there's a different name for it. So they have a totally different identity. Principle is not adjustable. It is fixed. In fact, one of the words to describe it that was read is foundation. Also apodictical, which means absolute certainty. One is another one. Interprets. Rock. That doesn't sound adjustable. Unity. You couldn't have unity and have it adjustable. So, principle certainly could include a plan. In fact, T. two of the terms that are very important is system and structure. God is fixed. God does not change. But if we want to align ourselves with God, then we are going to be making adjustments continuously. As we learn something new, we will be making an adjustment in what we thought we understood to be true, but now we have a broader vision that is more spiritual. So as we gain more understanding about what God is and man's relationship with God, and that God really revealed everything to us, and we are God's manifestation. We are God's reflection. And the more accurately we reflect the qualities of God, the more adjustments that we have been able to make and required to make in order to align ourselves with the truth, the real truth, which is really aligning ourselves with truth. To be successful in healing, we need to follow the example of Christ Jesus, Mary Baker Eddy, and other experts who have been able to do instantaneous healing. That is our model. And what they were thinking about and what they wrote about that was their experience, those are all very helpful. Mary Baker Eddy is credited with a letter entitled The Secret to Healing. And it's short, so I will read it to you. I have learned a great secret. I have learned how to demonstrate. I have learned how to make science a thing of life, not of words. I'm going to tell you what the secret is, and it is wonderful. It is this: not to see or hear or repeat any kind of imperfection. It is seeing and hearing and repeating good only at all times and under all circumstances, and in spite of everything that appears to the contrary. I make this resolve every morning. When I first open my eyes, and I renew it every hour of the day. I see perfection in myself, in my friends, in my so-called enemy, in my affairs, and in world affairs. I take my radical stand for the perfection of God and everything and for everything and everybody He hath created. I look upon the world with God's eyes and see it just as He sees it, and I refuse to see it in any other way. I stop a dozen times a day and renew the resolve and make sure that I am not repeating error or giving way to criticism. I watch my thoughts about people, about the lame, the old, the unloved, to sense that I pass in the street, stray animals. I accept nothing. That's E-X-C-E-P-T, accept. I have taken my radical stand for perfection, and I will not, absolutely will not relax this perfect standard. The result has been simply marvelous. Try it, and you will find that you forget your glasses. They will become unnecessary. You will be seeing with God's eyes, His perfect sight, and you will behold a perfect universe, the outward condition of your inward thinking. To change the picture, you must change the sight that produced the picture. A student sent her a letter one time and said she was working on improving what appeared to be imperfect vision, and she wondered if Mary Baker Eddy had any suggestions. And Mary Baker Eddy wrote back and said, "Are you able to focus no matter what comes your way?" That's what we need to do with principle. We need to stand with principle, which is the foundation, and we need to make any adjustments in the way we're thinking about something to make sure that it is totally in line with truth, with a capital T, which means God. No matter what we're doing, as long as it is a wholesome project, we want to make sure that we are fine-tuning everything that we think, say, and do to make sure it becomes in alignment with the fixed foundation of truth named principle. Now, we use the qualities of mind to do that because mind represents enlightenment. It represents anything to do with the mental. And again, there is only one substance, and it is spirit. So we are dealing only with the spiritual reality of whatever it is in which we are involved. Mary Baker Eddy gave us 7 special prayers, and she titled them Diapason of Heaven. Diapason is defined by Noah Webster as compound concord. There is no error, no mistake, no variance, no deviation from truth. When we're talking about diapason, compound concord. So here's the prayer that Mary Baker Eddy gave us that is focused on principle. Diapason of Heaven for principle. We must hallow this word principle as a name for God. Declare often, there is only one principle, and this is my infinite, all-present, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-acting, all-loving principle. Principle is my God, and my God is divine principle. Good is my principle, and my principle is good. Divine principle is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. Persons and personal sense are not enthroned. This is the word of God. Declare all the truths you know about principle. Principle as God must be subjective in your consciousness. Claim this revealed principle as yours and as your subjective thought. This ever-operative, unvarying, enduring, governing, exhaustless, sustaining principle is enthroned. So-called mortal laws are inoperative and unreal. Amen. This is the end of the extemporaneous treatment on principle, plan, adjustments. It is Saturday, October 11, 2025 at 14:49. Thank you for listening. The end.